on the game move out, get shot out?
Oh yeah, that is the wolves. There wasn't many coon here at that time. They were mostly wolves and some few fox. Mm-hmm. Squirrels.
What kind of squirrels do you have around here?
We have what to call them. Well, there in them breaks we had the fox squirrel and the gray squirrel. The gray squirrel is, he's practically gray all over, don't have much tan on his legs. But that fox squirrel, the squirrel, had a little red on his nose and on all of his legs, especially on the inside.
Should have been to eat
her. Yeah. Yes.
Do you have any of those little animals that are like a squirrel but live around rocks?
We call that the ground squirrel.
Uh-huh.
They're bad in all cemeteries around here.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're bad in cemeteries.
Dig around the tombstones?
Yeah,
something?
They'll go down and look like they go right down into the grave. Yeah, I have a lot out there, very blood, and I'll watch for them ground squirrels. They'll let the water go down in the grave, you see.
Holy smoke.
And they go to making two or three holes on your foundation of your tombstone, well, that lets it tilt.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch after mine. I go out there.
Do you have any special term for high, flat land?
No, not that I can think of.
Well, what would you call this up here north of here, about 30 miles, around Turner Falls?
Well, that's what now. You know Turner Falls, you know what mountains they're in?
No. Well, Arbuckle.
Arbuckle Mountain.
Mm-hmm. What do you call low ground down where a creek is or something like that?
Call it creek bottoms.
That's pretty good soil, isn't it?
Yeah, boy. You bet. Creek bottoms.
Do you have places around here by the creek where the water will back up, there'll be cattails, and the ground will be wet?
Well, I would imagine where the water backs up at all these lakes, now, like Texoma, you know. Lord of mercy, it's backwater, backwater, backwater. You'd be surprised at the backwater, especially when it comes with a lot of heavy rains. I guess you've been down to Texoma, haven't you?
Yeah, I came across it coming in here.
You crossed the Roosevelt Bridge when you came in New Rent.
People standing up on that bridge fishing.
Yeah, that was. You go back there right in the edge of New Rent and turn south. I don't know. You go south and come to a little town by the name of Colbert. And there you turn west on a certain highway, 75A, I believe. That'll take you right down to the Texoma Dam. That's the scenery. Water, water, water. Hmm. Birds you can see.
Is that a good place to fish?
I declare, I just read about it and hear it on TV and radio, you know. I don't fish. I have built a dam down here at Murray Lake, and I never put a hook in it.
Hmm. Well, this place, I wasn't thinking so much of the backwater. I was just thinking of a place where water stands on the ground and you get cattails.
Well, I can't think.
Swamp or bog or...
Oh, yeah. Swampy, now that's where the boy lost his dogs on Red River. And in that swampy land there, the bloodweed, you know what a bloodweed is?
No.
Oh, you can break him and pull a leaf off and it just bleeds, looks like blood.
Huh.
And when they mature, they've got a head on them, looks like a flower.